this is a list of the top 75 companies that are in the sample mutual fund that we studied in the very last presentation of Chapter 4, Investment Company of America, ICA. And one of the reasons I chose this fund, we chose this fund, is just because it's been around forever. It's been very successful, it's been around forever, so hey, let's take a look at how they do their go about doing their investments, because if you want to learn, I find it's best to copy from the best, right? Learn from the best. And so what kind of companies are in this mutual fund? Well, when you go back to the presentation on the different types of mutual funds, you find that this is a large cap domestic growth and income fund. What does that mean? Well, it invests mostly in large companies, companies that have their roots deep in the economy. They are mostly United States-based. That's why they call it domestic, but they can do up to 15%, I think, outside the United States. And they invest for growth. Yes, they want capital gains, but they also want dividends. And it turns out that dividend-paying companies, by and large, tend to be large, well-established companies. And the ones that have done the best over time have been the ones that have been able to grow their dividends consistently. We will revisit this when we get to Chapter 6 on how to value a company, valuation techniques. Now, I want you to scan through these companies. You will notice that most of them are companies that you're familiar with. A few of them you won't be. So this is an excellent opportunity to go look up that company, but well, you'll get more opportunity later on in the semester when we get to stock investing. And according to Benjamin Graham, who is the author of The Intelligent Investor, one of the books that you should read eventually, don't read it the first, don't be, make it your first book you read, because it's a little too wordy and terse and obtuse. But it's a book that you should read eventually. Mr. Graham was Warren Buffett's teacher. According to him, these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Okay, all right, go ahead, take a little bit of money and buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that could become the next Genentech or Amgen or Gilead Sciences. You may strike it rich. And it never worked that way for me. But make sure your portfolio, should you decide to build a portfolio of stocks over time, make sure it is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of growing earnings and dividends, because that's intelligent investing. Okay, we got to issue a disclaimer here, right? Please remember that there are many competing investment strategies, and there are others that will disagree with me and have other advice for you. They're all wrong, of course. Just kidding. We will discuss other investment strategies. This is often called the buy and hold value, deep value investing. We'll discuss growth and aggressive growth and contrarian and the like, as we trundle on through the course. See ya!